Hello, everybody. I'm George Milan. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about President Donald J. Trump. I'm always late, but it's 8 days ago. He marked his 80th birthday. I shan't say celebrated. So he is almost the oldest person ever to serve as president. He was the oldest person ever to be inaugurated as president. So he'll still be president at the age of 82 and a half. So when he finally has to resign at the end of his second term. Now, Joe Biden was a tiny bit older than Trump is now at the end of his term, or was he younger than Trump is was at the beginning of that term? So anyway, no president's ever been 82 in office. Now, I know that science, medical science advanced, particularly gerontology, so 80 is not as bad as it was a long time ago. Think of William Ewart Gladstone, the British Prime Minister in the 1890s, who stood down as Prime Minister at the age of 85. And 85 in the late 19th century, there's been like 120 now, is an age that most people couldn't even imagine reaching. So Donald Trump, the 45th president, and indeed the 47th president, only the second person ever to have lost office and then regained it the next time, the other being Grover Cleveland, if memory doesn't play me false. And then Trump, an example of just how deranged he is, say, oh, Biden cheated, Trump lying his ass off about when they're losing that 2020 election, saying, because Biden cheated, I have to be allowed a third term. Well, he's not brought that one up again. Obviously, he has got no respect for the Constitution, law, or really anyone, anything, even self-respect, just egomania. And it's blatant that his cognitive decline is accelerating. I would expect that in most people to some extent. And obviously, they say you can fight off dementia, keep your mind fresh by learning a new language. I mean, Trump doesn't know any foreign languages to any extent. Despite being married to a Czech, despite being married to a Slovenian, a woman who can't claim to be a polyglot, he's decidedly incurious, despite being born to a Gaelic-speaking mother, and despite his grandparents have shifted from Germany. There's a lot of exposure to foreign languages there. Living in a multi-ethnic, multilingual city in New York City, he's just an ignoramus. And he's also just like staggeringly thick, can't read at an adult level. You could be gifted in other ways to people who are not very literate, but have business acumen or good at motor mechanics or something like that. He's got none of that because, he's gone bankrupt four times. The guy who inherited, was it $500 million in the early 1970s? He said that was in modern values. He's probably worth $5 billion, not the $10 billion he claims. And in real terms, that $500 million, that would be $5 billion today. And if he's to give it to wealth managers, they would have a lot better than him. So he's obviously exploited the presidency, something rotten to enrich his companies against the emoluments clause. You can see how different he is if you look back 20 years, and it's extraordinary. He probably has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, why he just couldn't concentrate anything for any serious period of time. He's certainly extremely narcissistic, egomaniacal. That's why he's full of braggadocio, always boasting. I'm lying about things, how tall he is, lying about the amount of money he has, insisting his name had to be in everything, phoning up newspapers, faking his voice, pretending to be somebody else, wanting to put on the front cover. Marla Maples said Donald Trump gave me the best sex I ever had when she was his mistress, and things like that. His organization, Trump Organization, was his company. Trump Towers, Trump Steaks, Trump Wine. He doesn't even drink wine. Trump Airlines. And it had to be all about him, adulating him. And that's what the Israelis now had to play him like a fiddle by naming a village after him, the illegally occupied Golan Heights, and that he was the strongest, the toughest. Is he the fastest? Does he speak the most languages, like one or something like that? All these prestige lies. But what's underneath all that is a crushing sense of inadequacy. And that's obviously true because most people, we have some sort of reasonable self-esteem. I'm quite good at some things. I'm average at some things. I'm bad at some things. I failed at this. I've succeeded at that. I'm, fairly happy with myself. I could have achieved more. I'm not a disaster. And that might be about right, a sort of healthy level of self-esteem. But he's kind of has to is at both ends of the scale. And that's why he just doesn't read the documents. He just doesn't know anything fundamentally, why he keeps changing his mind. So you see what derangement of mind he's suffering for. And that's why before his first term, there was that book where dozens of psychiatrists wrote that they felt that he wasn't mentally fit to be president. And all this stuff about him being excellent in excellent health, which is a complete blatant lie. You can see he's got a body mass index of 35 because they measured him and they weighed him. He was lying even about his height when he got arrested. And he's had COVID, so he's really owed a heart attack. It's, he could die of a heart attack any time. Those bruises in his hands, what's all of that about? He doesn't drink alcohol. A bit of red wine would have been good for his heart and stuff like that. So there's a lot of sane washing, a lot of trying to normalize all this. And so he wanders off. He doesn't know where he is. He can't cope with stairs. His father died of Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is a heritable condition, which doesn't guarantee that Trump would inherit it. Could be his sister, could be one of his brothers, could be none of them, could pass to the grandchildren or great-grandchildren or something. But there's quite a high chance that he would have it. Alzheimer's, which is degenerative, which is terminal, and so forth. So he's been slurring his words for years, getting confused, saying this word means that word. And you can see how his vocabulary has narrowed, his word has closed in, why he's increasingly irascible. You know, the Twitter storms in the middle of the night. He changes his mind in the middle of a sentence that he was going to end the war with Iran. No, he's going to restart it. No, he's going to end it. He's going to restart it. He's a bit like the Vicky Pollard of politics. You ever used to watch Little Britain 20 years ago? Vicky Pollard, that teenage delinquent from Bristol, and she's been an inarticulate person of the United Kingdom, saying, yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, but shut up! Yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, shut up! It's that sort of level of verbal diarrhea, which is terrifying for someone who's got his finger on the nuclear button, who could end the human race in an instant. Staggering. And that's why he can pivot 180 degrees from this way to that way, say when he wants whatever it is to, you know, the Kim Jong-un, there was going to be fire and fury, then they fell in love. So it really is just sickening. You see what he goes for. That's why people are obviously very worried about Donald J. Trump losing his mind. You'd be a bit worried about even the best 80-year-old, but he's not been physically fit. He's not kept his weight down to a healthy level. He's not been mentally active. He doesn't read things. He doesn't stretch himself. He doesn't exercise. So the mind needs to be kept supple. And he's just not doing that. And that's partly why he's so erratic. His unpredictability is there. And I don't think he'd find Iran on a map. Wouldn't really know anything about Iranian history or global politics. He's not aware of his deficits. You know, there's that old Dunning-Kruger effect that wise and intelligent people, we're aware of our weaknesses. I know nothing about physics. I'm absolutely terrible at IT. So I know my failings and I'm bad at things. So therefore, I would seek help and I respect the expertise of those who know a lot about that field. And I'm aware of my strengths, too, and perhaps underrate myself in certain sectors. But Trump hugely overrates himself. He lacks the very cognitive faculties that would be needed to assess his level accurately in the first instance. And it's all about binging on ego and surrounding himself with a camarilla of sycophants and constantly feeding his need for narcissistic supply, lauding him to a ludicrous degree and inflating his already grossly exaggerated self of self-importance. And I know he is very powerful, or maybe notion of his abilities, not his power, because he's got almost unchecked power with the House of Representatives and the US Senate on his side, and a fawning press pack. And obviously there are plenty of decent journalists who are not like that, with to some extent a pliant judiciary. And thank God that the judiciary is not completely under his thumb, and the US military willing to carry out his illegal orders to murder innocent fishermen in the Caribbean. All right. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and do what you can to warn the world about the dangers of Donald J. Trump.